Kimberly Shatney lives just outside of Pine Grove, West Virginia, an incorporated town of about 500 people with a big problem. Behind a small sub shop in town, she points to the ground, caked with what looks like dry mud.
A lot of it's dry. This was all raw sewage. That's what all this is right here. All of that, all this is raw sewage.
Shatney says a few days ago, employees here had to use a porta-john across the street, and a stream of raw sewage ran behind the shop. It also ran through yards.
They would have to come out and either walk all the way out in the middle of the road to put the trash here, or if they were in a hurry and they were the only one in the store, they'd just run right straight through, dump the trash in there and go right back out, and then serving fresh food.
The sewage system backs up into yards and basements so often that for many residents, it's normal to use buckets and throw refuse into nearby streams. People in the area also worry that influxes of temporary campers and porta-johns from oil and gas workers is exacerbating an already taxed system. Unfortunately, problems like these in Pine Grove are common throughout small towns in Appalachia, where communities often lack funding to keep up aging infrastructure. Accurate data on the extent of the problems are hard to come by. A 2005 report commissioned by the Appalachian Regional Commission found that in the few places where careful surveys have been done, substantial numbers of people have failing on-site systems or no wastewater treatment systems at all. The report detailed how small-town utilities are more likely to have shrinking customer bases, low-income customers, and a rapidly changing tax base due to the declines in the coal industry. None of this is news to Tracy Nolan, Community Outreach Director for Redbird Mission, a faith service organization based in the remote southeastern corner of Kentucky since 1921.
We keep coming up against the issue of straight piping and no access to city sewer and the families that cannot afford to put in septic systems.
A straight pipe basically means untreated sewage goes directly into local waterways. Nolan and others at Redbird worked with the University of Tennessee to measure the contamination of water sources. More than half of the test sites exceeded health levels for E. coli bacteria. Springs and wells many people use to gather drinking water also had E. coli. Nolan's been working with partners to find and win grants to provide more septic tanks.
It's just a community taking care of ourselves, working with all partners with respect, and just not sitting back and waiting.
Back in Pine Grove, West Virginia State Senator Charles Clements toured the community. He hopes to facilitate more conversations like those in Kentucky, as well as seek out other innovative solutions to rural sewage challenges.
This community deserves more than to be like a third world country.
For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Glynis Board in Pine Grove, West Virginia.